There you go. Okay. So Rav Kendler informed us of the following discussion with Rav Moshe that he maintains this view is very wealthy, since even they require a reminder that they might be in need. However, it can be pointed out to them that there are important mitzvahs to which the limit does not apply, pidyon shvuyim, pikuach nefesh, which involve an obligation exceeding normal tzedakah, and capital expenditure for building the yeshivas, for which Rav Moshe considered that tzedakah funds should not be used. I mean, that's a different issue about what you could use meiser money for. So if something you can't use meiser money for, so then that would be not part of the cheshbon. That could be from above the fifth. And also things of pikuach nefesh, that's also mentioned explicitly in the Avos Chesed here. If it's a matter of great need, so then you could spend more than a fifth.
A little bit confused.
Yes.
I thought we started out saying that Maaseh Kesafim has nothing to do with the Shulchan Aruch.
Right. Well, no, that's what this note says. I'm not convinced.
You don't think it's true.
I'm not convinced.
Okay.
Yeah. So then continues the Rama, and the Rama adds in one thing. The Rama says the words Maaseh, in the next line here. It says, Ve'ein lasos mi meiser shelo davar mitzvah. He says, and you can't use from your meiser for your dvar mitzvah. Kigon, nerus lebeis hakneses, oshar dvar mitzvah, rak yitnenu la'aniyim. Right? What's the classic example of giving of money for tzedakah? Nerus from the shul. I don't know. It's a little odd. Like, that's a bit of a strange example for him to use. Other than that, was something that people would commit to. I mean, that was like a commitment that people would make over the course of the year of supplying the candles for certain types of things like that. He says that would not be included in that. So the simple reading of the Rama is that you cannot use your meiser money for dvar mitzvahs. That's his line. So that's knocks out a lot of stuff, right? Right. So the Nosei Kelim here have some quote from this Tshuvas Maharam that seems to, at first glance, seems to be against the Ramah, and then others try to say that maybe it's not even against the Ramah so much. So the Shachir says, Marshal v'hadrisha kasu v'shem Tshuvas Maharam, d'chol mitzvah shetav liyado kigon lios bal bris o lahachnis chatzan v'kal l'chop v'chai gavna v'chein liknos farim l'umod behem ul... right, and also get buying sfarim in order to learn from them and lend to others. Limud behem im lo haya yicholus biyado v'lo haya oso sa mitzvah yachol liknos min ha'mais. This is, if you wouldn't do it otherwise, so then you could use your meiser money on it. That's a suggestion. I mean, something that it sounds like it's for others. I mean, not your own wedding, but it could potentially be your children if you're supporting them. But if you would not do it otherwise, so then you could use meiser money. That's from the Maharam. Uvetrus Maharam in Rutenberg, Tfus Prague, Simon Ayan Heikas of Ulafazer, Maisus Landiim, Hagadolim, She'enu Chai of Latapel Behem, to get, well, actually, for me, it's, what does it say by you? Ulafazer Masros, I have Laniim Hagadolim, but then I have in parentheses, Tsaruch Lomar Levanov.
Laniim is in parentheses and Levanov is in brackets.
Brackets, okay. So to give your money to your children, your older children, that you're not Chayiv otherwise to deal with, so then that's also Mutter. You're allowed to give money to your father. Right, even though you're being yotzei the mitzvah of kivud avim by doing so, still you could use meiser money on that. About levan of the mutter makom she'ein biir takana lates lakis shel tzedaka, but to your sons it's mutter, so long as there's no, like, it sounds like there's some kind of communal tax, that there's like a requirement to give a certain amount of tzedaka, so you can't claim an exemption from that communal obligation, right? You, if you have your own personal custom of giving meiser kesafim, it sounds like you could use that for your children. But to give the money, but to claim, you know, from the community, no, I'm not giving to the community because I got to support my kids. That you can't do. And even if they could get from elsewhere, still it's still considered tzedakah in order to give them. So that seems to be the rule that the Shach is laying out, that if it is money that is money that would otherwise, that you wouldn't otherwise spend, but now you do have a mitzvah, so then you would be permitted to do it. So there are, and then there's also, you have the Be'er HaGola, I'm sure, right? You have the Be'er HaGola on your page?
Yeah, right.
So in the middle of the Ramah here, there is a little note there. It says, look in the Be'er HaGola. Usually the Be'er HaGola is just quoting you Meir Makomos, where the Shulchan Aruch is coming from, but every once in a while he sticks in his own opinion. So here's an example where he sticks in his own opinion. He quotes the Rama, where the Rama said that you can't, the money doesn't work if it's going for a mitzvah. And he says, Peirush shebelav hachi mechuyav al kol panim lasos mitzvah zu, because you're anyways obligated to do this mitzvah, so you can't count it. V'rotza liftor mimena b'maiser eino rishai. And to say that, oh, I want to exempt myself from maiser, eino rishai, that you can't do. Aval irotza lasos bo mitzvah she'eino, lifter mimena b'maiser, eino rishai. Aval irotza lasos bo mitzvah she'eino kfar mechuyav rishai. But to use it for a mitzvah that you otherwise are not chayavin, so that you would be permitted to do. So it ends up being that are these disagreeing with the Ramah? Is this just a straight up machlokas with the Ramah? Or perhaps the Ramah would agree to it? So that's a bit of a discussion. But that also seems to be the minute. Here, let me just pull this up here. I wrote it down here. Yeah, so one position is that just let's say machlokas. Second position, that from the Aragola, which you just quoted, is the Ramah is only prohibiting chiyuv. But if it is something you don't otherwise have to do, you could spend your meiser money on it. Then there's a chsam sofer that says that you can make a tnai l'chachilis. Chsam sofer seems to kind of carry today. That if one, when a person takes upon themselves the obligation to pay for the candles of the shul and says, yeah, and I'm going to use my meister money for doing so. So that would be permissible, which kind of fits in with the Behar Gol. I mean, I don't have to do it. But if you already accepted yourself to do it, you can't later on claim, oh, I'll take my meister money for it. Right? That's not going to work. But l'chatchila, you would be able to do that. It can't do it if not. Right, but if the minug is that you actually have to give some kind of flat tax, so then you would not be able to do it. But the main thing is that Be'er HaGola and Luxam Sofer, so there are a couple of, there is some wiggle room with regards to that, but in this, Candy Dandy Meister Ksefen book, it says they asked this to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Later on, they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman about this, what can we count mitzvahs towards this, and he responded by saying, here it is, in his answers to the questions put by the group, makes the following three general points. One, there's no rigid rules in the Talmud or Shulchan Aruch for Ma'aser Ksafim, such as there are for Shabbos and Shechita. Two, he says more, but I'm just reading main line. Two, before a person separates Ma'aser Ksafim for the first time, he should state that he enters into the commitment to believe neder, so that it's not going to be a neder going forward. And then number three, a difference should be made between tzedakah in the narrower sense and tzedakah in the wider sense, even though most authorities allow the use of Ma'aser for secondary tzedakahs, such as for mitzvahs and things like that. So, I mean, technically you could do it. It should be remembered that a major aim of Meiser is for tzedakah, right? Therefore, the use of secondary charity should be occasional rather than regular, and a person should not devote a whole year's Meiser money to some kind of secondary tzedakah. He should also specify that he first separates Meiser that he has in mind from doing it for the secondary charity. So even though there are some heterim, and one could, we'll maybe talk about later about using it for school tuitions and things like that, one should remember that the point is still tzedakah in the strictest sense of the term. One should not ignore that obligation when doing this. Okay?
So to be strict, one would say that shul dues is not covered, but if you pledge a kiddush, or if you pledge an Erev, or if you pledge a sponsorship for Christian Torah, all that stuff is technically not obligated. Those would be covered under Meiser.
Right, correct. That for sure. I would add as well, I think in America at least, the shul dues, one can make a strong case, they're also covered under Meiser.
That's right.
Some people don't pay it.
No, that's very good. That's
right.
Excellent.
Right. Excellent point. Yes. Okay. All right, let's stop here.